Yo, this is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
I'm Kurt.
We have a special guest today. Actually, it's our first ever guest.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Wrestling Journalist from Australia. Please welcome Xenia.
Hey, everyone. Thank you guys for having me. It's an honor to be the first ever guest. This is so exciting.
No, we definitely appreciate it. Pretty much, I just want to start off with how this even started. The other day, me and Dedrick were on, was it Twitter? Are we calling Twitter or X now, man?
So it's still Twitter.
We were on Twitter, and she had just happened to post, make a post, and we just wanted to put it on our subject list, and just she just happened to reply back to us out of nowhere. Hold on, Dedrick.
Yeah, so it was talking about Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso winning the tag team titles, and she had an opinion. And I know she's very opinionated, wrestling journalist as it is, but Xenia, if you want to go into exactly what brought you on the podcast when we hit you up and said, hey, we'd love to have you on, and you said you'd love to come on. So talk about what you were mentioning in your tweet about the tag teams.
Yeah, I expressed an opinion that a quote-unquote thrown together tag team shouldn't be winning tag team titles over established tag teams. And that was in the light of, like you mentioned, Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso winning tag team titles, but also in the light of Big Bill and Ricky Starks winning tag team titles. And honestly, for me, it was even more so the latter. But a lot of people seem to disagree, and a lot of people seem to think that if there are two strong established wrestlers, then they should be able in any configuration to beat an established tag team. And I, as a tag team wrestling lover, I think it should be held to a higher regard than it is currently in wrestling or in most promotions.
Yeah, so that's what a lot of people would agree with, at least in our circles. We tend to pretty much agree with that. At least I do. I don't know if Drew does, but before he jumps in, because I think he actually liked them winning the titles, I think it just takes away. Not only did it take away from the title reign that was, you know, you were hoping to build with the Judgment Day, and just ended up giving it right back to him. So a lot has happened since we even had this discussion. But like, I think it just takes away from, you know, sustaining great tag teams, and just takes away from the tag team division.
Yeah, definitely. I would say it takes away from the credibility of the tag team division more than anything. And it's one thing that I maybe would have expected from WWE more so than AEW, because it's not me trying to throw shade. It's not a bad thing. But WWE are notorious for, again, quote unquote, throwing together tag teams that sometimes end up working out very nicely. Like, that's kind of how we got Hell No, which is a very legendary tag team that WWE brought to the world. But with AEW, I feel like with how highly they hold tag team wrestling, and with like half of the VPs being tag team wrestlers, I'm of course referring to the Young Bucks, they had always promised to treat the tag team division as something that's on par with singles wrestling, which I think it should be, because it's a whole separate genre. And it works with the continuity with AEW as well, because we just recently saw the Young Bucks and FTR lose to the Bullet Club Gold, which made perfect sense, because it was a whole, oh, can they coexist thing? Because like, oh, they don't like each other, so that's why they can't work as a team. And that's why they can't win the match, you know? So for me, it makes perfect sense to be like, hey, these are amazing wrestlers, but they just met, so it would make sense for them to beat an established tag team.
See, I've always had like a love-hate relationship with that type of thing. And let me say, the part I love the most is, yeah, getting two random wrestlers up together, and then, yeah, they can build on to that. Now, like recently with WWE, with the Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes, that's where I kind of got a little bit confused, because I was like, okay, I think I like it, but it only lasted, what, about 3 weeks? So that's where I had like a little like, okay, that was a dumb idea if it was just going to be that long of a reign. I thought it was going to be like a new storyline. And then with AEW, I think I have always felt the way when certain tag teams get skipped over. Like, yeah, FTR was one of the tag teams that held it for a while. But I was like, I don't think you guys should just put on mixed tag teams like WWE would do. I think those guys, I think they just deserve just a little bit more respect. If I'm wrong, y'all tell me.
Yeah, you're definitely right with the Cody and Jey Uso thing, because that's my bone to pick with WWE in many regards. Like, if you do something random, right, it has to be meaningful. It has to be for a reason. And for them to just kind of skip over it so quickly, it just doesn't really make sense to me.
As a fellow wrestling journalist myself, I do a little bit, and I've actually just started a little bit Over about a year and a half ago, I got into the wrestling journalist world. But I am just curious exactly, because I'm sure you've been doing it a lot longer than I have, got a big following and do great work. I'm just curious how you got started into the wrestling journalist business.
Yeah, so I've been doing this for about 5 years now, which is also not a super long time, but it's, you know, it's a good chunk of time. My thing was I started as more so a YouTuber. Like, I had a very like cliche late 2010s YouTube channel stuff at first. Like, I would do like reactions, I would do like try not laugh challenges, or like top five this thing, top five that thing, like that kind of stuff. But another thing is I actually have a formal education in journalism. I actually have a bachelor's degree in journalism. So it just kind of made sense to try and put the two together. And interviewing kind of came randomly, and kind of it was a whirlwind that just kind of sucked me in, because I started working with my local promotion back in Eastern Europe, and I never intended to interview people, but we were just kind of trying to figure out what I could do for them. And that's just kind of how that started. But I ended up falling completely in love with interviewing. It's my one of my absolute favorite things to do. So it just kind of started from, like, I'm sure for most people, from this immense love for wrestling. But it also just so coincided with my major. And then I also went on to get a master's degree in media communications, which also makes perfect sense with all of this. So I guess it was just bound to happen.
Absolutely. I as well have a master's in media communications. So I know, I know how the grind goes, but I definitely have not been in for 5 years. So I definitely respect your work. I also seen that you were recently a guest on another podcast. I'll give her a shout out because I'm a big fan of her. Taylor Wilde, you were on her podcast. I'm sure that went very well, right?
Absolutely. I adore Taylor. And if any of you, if you guys as listeners have not seen her podcast, I highly recommend. She's amazing. And she's doing a great job highlighting so many women specifically in the industry. She's had some absolutely amazing people on her podcast, and it's an honor to be on it. And yeah, it was so much fun. We talked about so many things. We talked about, you know, my upbringing, how that led to my views that I hold, and how I started in wrestling, and about like social media and how it works, and like haters on social media. It was a really, really good conversation. So yeah, definitely it went really well.
But it's Andrew again. So my quick question is, what keeps you motivated just to keep on like doing this every week? Because I watch you on social media for about 2 years now, and I just see you're everywhere right now. Like from well, right now I think where you're in London at the moment.
I just came back from London. Yeah, I was in London for New Japan Royal Quest just now, just last weekend. That was also great. It's my second year consecutively going to your Royal Quest, so that was great.
So like what's been the main thing that's been keeping you just motivated just to keep on grinding it out at the moment with the journalism and just traveling to all these types of events?
Honestly, as cheesy as it sounds, just the love of wrestling and the love of what I do. And I genuinely enjoy doing interviews, doing show coverage, doing broadcasting and hosting of any kind. I just really feel like I'm the most myself when I'm in front of the camera and with the microphone. And I just, you know, again, gonna sound super cheesy, super corny, but I just feel like how you know that something is your calling and you're supposed to do it is not when you enjoy yourself doing it necessarily, but if you're miserable when you don't do it. And that's exactly how I feel. And I'm sure you guys know wrestling is still a very niche thing, and it's still show business, and it's still very hard to make a name for yourself. It's still very hard to make it a living. And obviously, throughout my life, I've considered other paths, and I maybe still think of like, oh, what else can I do? What other things can I do? And I do other things. Like on my channel, if you've seen, I do some lifestyle stuff. I do some food stuff, some travel stuff, which I also love. Don't get me wrong. But with wrestling, like every time I think about like potentially, you know, quitting wrestling, it like literally brings a tear to my eye. Like wrestling is just something that I absolutely cannot live without. And when you start contributing, right, when you start creating, you just really can't go back to just being a fan. Like at this point, I can't. Like sometimes I'll still go to like smaller indie shows to just be a fan and just watch it and just hang out, but you can't like reframe it, especially if you do analytics like I do. Like you just cannot look at wrestling the same way again. So it's just like it reels you in, and there's just no going back.
pro wrestling is a niche, but I feel like it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger by the day. I mean, you have, I think everyone would agree that wrestling is bigger now than it's ever been. You have all these different wrestling publications that you can check out. I mean, you not only have WWE and AEW battling it out, but you also have Impact still, formerly known as TNA. You got NJPW over in Japan. I mean, there's a plethora of different wrestling companies to enjoy right now.
Yeah, and you have so many cool Mexican promotions. And we just saw AEW announced that they're working with CMLL now. So that's also awesome. And like you said, in Japan, there's so many promotions, not just NJPW. We have DDT. We have so many Stardom. We have so many women's promotions. So it's definitely an amazing time to be in wrestling. And like you mentioned, it is growing and it is bigger than ever. And another thing that I really love and think it's a good thing is we're getting so much representation of wrestling in mainstream media these days. Like we got Glow, the TV show. We got Young Rock, the TV show. We got Fighting With My Family, the movie. We're getting the movie about Von Erichs next year, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm always the biggest supporter and I'm always celebrating wrestling making its way into mainstream media, because I believe that for us to exit this like mindset of, oh, it's a niche, oh, it's underground, oh, it's a guilty pleasure, we have to push for wrestling to become mainstream entertainment. And I do feel like we're seeing it going in the right direction.
I want to give the audience a little bit more of a picture of you outside of the wrestling journalist. I want to get a little bit more of a peek behind the curtain. So with all these different wrestling publications, I'm sure I think I know who your favorite is by following you. I think there's some hints in there, but do you prefer one wrestling company over the other and why?
You know, I hate to like pick favorites so officially, because like one week there would be something amazing happening in one place, another week something amazing in another place. But I've definitely been preferring AEW and RH lately. I especially love seeing RH live, which I am a newly converted RH fan. I did not really watch it back in the day before the acquisition. Mostly just because I, you know, wasn't as entangled with the American wrestling scene when that was happening. I was young and I, you know, didn't know my way around as much. But I was lucky enough to go to a lot of tapings since AEW acquired RH. Excuse me. And I think I've seen like more RH Honor Club episodes in real life than I have on my computer. But it's a very different feel. And it is very much like Tony Khan himself says, a product for a more sophisticated wrestling fan, for a more like nerdy wrestling fan. It's like less TV adapted. It's like less, again, mainstream, which I might be contradicting myself a little bit, but you know, yeah.
What would you say for anybody who watches AEW part-time and just needs to be like, give them a reason why they should just at least tune into the promotion?
Oh, like for me, the main reason is just that AEW weekly features some of the best wrestlers in the world. And again, that's debatable and that depends on what you see as the best wrestling, right? But just technically, just like in terms of in-ring ability, AEW features some of the best wrestlers in the world. There's Will Ospreay, there's Kenny Omega, there's the Young Bucks, there's FTR. And you just cannot deny that those are some like generational in-ring talent. And MJF, of course, MJF, I always say that he's a legend in the making. Like, to me, it's the talent. AEW is a talent-oriented promotion. Like, you can have your opinions on the booking, you can have your opinions on the production, you can like different things, but ultimately, the quality of wrestling in AEW is absolutely insane. And not to mention, just percentage-wise, right? AEW has the biggest amount of wrestling per wrestling, so to speak, the biggest amount of in-ring action per a TV hour, I think, among like anything that's on TV right now, wrestling-wise. So if you love, you know, wrestling, AEW is definitely going to be your thing.
Yeah, this is Curtis. I have a question. Are there any wrestling events or storylines you're excited to cover in the near future?
I mean, for sure. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I just came back from London and I just filmed the video at New Japan Royal Quest. So we're excited to put that out. But I'm definitely excited for anything RH is about to put out. And we are about to have a pay-per-view in Texas, which is going to be huge. And ROH pay-per-views have been the absolute, in my personal opinion, best shows lately. So I'm definitely excited to see that and talk about that. But, you know, there's whatever the day brings, there's always something exciting going on in the world of wrestling. And there's Impact Bound for Glory coming up, which is also awesome. Not sure if I'm doing anything with that yet, but I might. And yeah, just I'm just open to anything and everything. I also just recently guest hosted a Glory Pro episode that was so much fun. And I would love to do that again and maybe do a similar thing for other promotions. So yeah, I'm open for anything.
So I seen that you retweeted this as well. And I seen this come out a couple of days ago. PWI, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, came out with the Women's 250 of top 250 women's wrestlers. Now, obviously, we can all agree women's wrestling is bigger and better than ever right now. Tons of great women on the wrestling scene. And I'm wearing her shirt. Number one ranked is Rhea Ripley. I'm literally wearing She's My Mommy shirt right now. So that shows how happy I am. But I will say there were a couple snubs. Obviously, this list is subjective and it all depends on personal preference. But I will say there were some people that were ranked a little bit lower than I would say. Probably like Athena, I thought what should at least be in the top three. But what did you think of the PWI Women's 250 rankings?
I just want to preface this by saying that they have absolute immense respect for PWI. I think they're doing their absolute best. And another thing that I want to point out is this year, like you mentioned, we have the women's 250. And just last year, it was 150. So they're expanding their coverage of women's wrestling, which is always a great thing to see. And they're highlighting a lot of great talent. And I'm in Spain right now, reside in Spain, part of my time, part of my life. And they actually included two Spanish wrestlers in the women's 250, which is really great to see. One thing I always have to say about the PWI rankings is that we have to keep in mind that they're very much kayfabe rankings. Like it's very obvious to expect WWE champions to be ranked higher than, say, ROH champions or a champion of any kind to be ranked higher than someone who hasn't held titles this year. Another thing with PWI is that there are so many rules as to how like a wrestler even qualifies to be ranked. With I think they require a minimum of 9 singles matches throughout the year. So they're not even really ranking wrestlers who are more focused on tag team wrestling, which again, coming back to the topic of tag team wrestling not getting the respect it deserves, I would love for them to maybe tweak that rule a little bit if you were to ask me. But the way I know it's conducted is every year there's a commission of, you know, very knowledgeable experts. And like you said, it is subjective because wrestling is show business and everything is subjective. So I just, you know, I don't take those ratings too seriously, as in seriously enough to where I'd be upset about them. But I take them seriously enough to where I respect it as the opinion and research of people who really, really know what they're talking about.
First off, I just want to say thank you for even coming on and just taking the time out. I know our time difference is big right now, about 7 hours, right?
Yeah, I think it's 7 p.m. here. It's not even that late. So it's not like you guys are plucking me out of bed. But yeah, thank you for having me.
Everybody got a nightlife. No, but definitely just want to say thank you for coming on and definitely appreciate you replying back to our tweet. Is there any social medias or anything you want to get out there before we let you go?
Yeah, absolutely. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/@zenitdead. That's with an X, X-E-N-I-A. Did that. And I have so much cool stuff to put out. Like I said, the London video, then we covered the first ever show of this cool Spanish promotion, recorded some interviews with some names that you guys will know, like Francesco Akira, for example, which is super exciting. And I'm also putting out an interview with Arya Daivari soon. And not many people know that he is not just a wrestler, he's a producer, and he produces ROH currently. So we talked about that and really, really went in depth. So that's going to be a super cool interview that I'm excited to put out. And then on all the other social medias, I have the exact same handle at @ZenyaDidThat on Twitter/X, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, wherever you might want to find me. And I have links to my merch in my social media too on Pressing Tees. You can just look up into that. I have some really cool shirts. And yeah, every follower matters, every subscriber matters, because if it wasn't for them, where would we even be? And thank you so much for having me.
So going back to the conversation of AEW, we recently just seen Edge come back.
Edge.
I mean, first off, like, how do you fellas feel about that?
I don't feel a way at all. Like, I mean, he's obviously like a Hall of Famer, and you know, will go down as one of the greatest to ever do it. But you know, he already knows and has already said that he don't have a lot left in the tank. He said he wants to be retired within the next year or two. So
yeah, and like,
wasn't nothing left for him to do in WWE.
Yeah, did. He did everything he could in WWE. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's nothing.
I like that he moved on his own, because it was more like, you know, some of these wrestlers is like, all right, I don't want to go out to AEW. I don't want to go out. I want to stay right here.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's going to be hard for you to get a storyline or anything. You know, they're going to just put you some BS. So it's kind of mess. I mean, me personally, I feel like that's kind of messing up the career a little bit, you say.
Yeah, I get it. But for Edge, it's kind of different because, I mean, his best friend is over there. Mm-hmm. So if he only got a year left or so, he's going to end it with Christian, like, no matter what. So
yeah,
that's understandable.
You know what I mean? So that's why he didn't sign a contract, because it's like, this is my only opportunity to go over there with Christian.
Yeah. I think a lot of it, too, is I bet WWE and the WWE Universe wishes that Triple H was in control more when Edge first started the Judgment Day, because that would have changed, I think, the whole trajectory of his tenure in WWE. I don't even think we see Edge in AEW if Triple H was in control of that, because I think we would have got Edge in control of that faction longer.
That was too quick. And it was like 3 weeks. Like, and he was
the fact that you even mentioned, I forgot. I'm like, damn it, he was in a Judgment Day, but it was so short. It was like,
it was so short.
Didn't even get no legs.
I was still kind of like confused on why they got rid of him for Judgment Day. Mind you, I still like Finn Balor with them, but I would have.
The announcers are even themselves saying that Rhea is the leader of the Judgment
Day. Yeah, 100%.
You can just tell when Finn Balor and Damian Priest argue, you know, she's in the middle. She's stopping everything.
Yeah,
like,
she's like, nah, not right now.
And then when they lost their titles.
Telling Damian, not right now, not tonight, with the money in the bank. Mm-hmm. She's in charge, which I think at first Finn Balor was the one that was supposed to be in charge of the Judgment Day. So, like, I felt like if Triple H was more in charge of that, I think Edge would have had control of that faction a little bit longer, because literally Edge literally faced Balor.
Mm-hmm. And I still think Balor should have won that Hell in a Cell.
And then again, maybe if Triple H would have been in control, Finn Balor probably would have won.
Yeah.
Just to build up Judgment Day a little bit more.
But yeah, I think that's when WWE and Edge both, you know, understood, like, look, there's nothing really left here for you to do. Like,
if you want to come back,
it was either that or when he lost to Roman in the triple threat for the title.
You saying that would have been a good time for him to retire?
I'm saying that is when both of them realized, I mean, what's left. Mm-hmm. Like, I had my chance to win the title. I won the Rumble and I got my title match in a triple threat, which was not even a good match. But
no, because I don't, that really, that doesn't sink in my head when I think about his matches. Yeah. Like, I remember the Royal Rumble, but that WrestleMania wasn't all that good for me.
Mm-mm. So I am glad to see him, you know, in a new chapter, and hopefully, you know, we get that Edge Christian match.
That's what I'm just waiting on.
Yeah.
Just to see that match. Cause we know that would be his last match.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just excited for
that. Can't go out any better. Or maybe we get them together.
I think I'm just here for both. I'm like, all right, just kind of show us a little bit of a history of these guys. Like, obviously Edge is coming in. I don't mind these two beefing right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring them back. Then for a little bit, I'm not saying win tag team gold or anything like that. Just see them in action, and then let's end this off with a finale. Y'all two go at it.
Dude, yeah. Would y'all want to see Hardys versus Edge?
Hell
Christian?
No. Sorry.
No.
No?
I wouldn't want to see it. I mean, I wouldn't want to see it. Because I feel like, I mean, I'm just not interested in the Hardys right now. I have no enjoyment watching Jeff Hardy right now.
Me neither. But I want to see it one last time.
Oh, shit.
I think that's a great way for all of them to go out.
Kind of, sort of, but
I'm not saying like a retirement match.
Yeah.
But like, I think that'd be a cool way for all of them to go out. Because like, I mean,
would it be a stipulation? Would you have like a ladders match? Ladders?
You gotta do it. You gotta have TLC with them too.
Only thing that made me nervous is Jeff Hardy.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I've seen quite a few flips in the last year, and hey, a lot of them ain't connected.
Look, hey, he's already doing it. Let him try it. Like, the thing is though, like, we obviously, if we get that match, we can't go in and expecting 2,000.
No, we definitely watch. I definitely watch. Like, Christian. Oh, you know what I mean?
Cool, but I'm always thinking about Jeff flipping.
Yeah,
that it get me cringeworthy. I'm like, yo, bro, this ain't for you no more. Be an announcer.
Just give it
I
up.
I don't know. Like, I don't Dang, do something
bro,
different.
Bro said, be an announcer.
Get JR Hart there. He could shit groom him up. I don't know. Like,
I definitely
bro.
Don't want to see Jeff Hart as an announcer.
okay, baby, I'll stretch that out.
But yeah, I get what you're saying, Dedrick. Maybe I mean I wouldn't mind it, like, you know what I mean, if that was the last match, like, okay, cool, you know what I mean, I wouldn't be like,
I'm excited for him, man. You know, I'm starting to, with all these people going to AEW, it's starting to get my, I guess, I'm following it a lot
more. More curious.
Yeah, I'm definitely following it a lot more. I find myself tuning in a lot more. So hopefully Edge can help them take that next step. And I'm sure they're not done. There was a bunch of other WWE releases. There's already rumors of other people coming. So
that's almost every week now.
I heard Top Dollar next.
How you feel, Drew?
I don't feel nothing.
He's going to be watching AEW like every week. Top Dollar go to AEW.
I guarantee I won't.
He's throwing the whole TV away.
You can take the Top Dollar out of WWE, but you can't take the Top Dollar out of him. I'm not watching that. No, I'm not even going to bash him today. He gone.
Yeah, but it was like almost essentially a trade, you know, with AEW and WWE, because the WWE now, you got Jade Cargill.
WWE definitely won that trade.
Yeah? I mean...
Wait, talking about Top Dollar was part of this trade?
No, I'm talking about I completely skipped Top Dollar.
My bad.
Yeah, we threw that in just to have a little fun. But
yeah. Ain't funny.
Edge for Jade pretty much was the, I mean, it's almost like a trade, essentially.
It's good value to it.
Yeah, I mean, and they're teasing, so far, there's no, like, indication of what show she's gonna be on.
Yeah, I thought it was Raw. I thought they announced it was Raw.
I thought
Raw.
So too, but they keep teasing her.
On all brands. That's what I'm kind of confused. That's the only thing I'm confused about.
I think it's going to be NXT.
I wouldn't be mad at it being NXT.
I think it's going to be NXT. They showed her right. I don't know. It was just, it seemed very strategic.
They did show her more on NXT.
They did. Right,
so
and they ended with her on this week's.
I would say something interesting. For a Survivor Series, I would like to see her on like NXT. If they end up having somewhere, the brand's going to change. I'd like to see her. Like, let's level this all up.
That's where she make her decision. Like, I'm on team NXT.
Man, that'd be fire. Like, they've already started the rivalry between Nick Aldis.
I love that.
The new SmackDown. Like, I'm loving it already.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, his presence just be like, he's a general manager.
Yeah,
I did like him as a wrestler with Impact, but it's just like him as a GM. I was like, yo, this fits you. I would still like to see him wrestle. Yeah. But I'm like,
it's good because he's a wrestler, so you know ain't nobody gonna mess with him.
Right. He could still get in the ring right now.
Yeah,
this is dope.
Yeah,
smack Adam Pierce for us.
I would love for. I mean, got to get Shawn Michaels in it too. Then right?
Yeah,
NXT.
Shawn Michaels will clown.
Adam Pierce
for
Raw. Man,
yeah, you got to do NXT versus Raw versus SmackDown.
I'm with Jay.
I think that'd be a good storyline.
I'm with Jay going to NXT though. I think they're gonna need her because. There's going to be a lot of call-ups coming up. Like, there's so many people on NXT right now that have no business on NXT. Like, it is long overdue for Carmelo Hayes and Bron Breakker. I know Ilya just got the belt, but he didn't even really need it. He was already
He had too many good matches.
They gave it to him because they know.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, but for me.
You got Tiffany Stratton, who's ready. Roxanne will probably get moved up. You got.
Roxanne, who else is on there?
I'm
surprised old girls haven't got moved up. Boy, they should have been moved up a long time ago. Toxic Attraction, they should have been moved up, but now
GG and JC,
I feel like they're taking a step back a little bit.
They should have moved up when Mandy Rose left.
Yeah, that was the only way. And as a tag team,
Should have moved up.
I could say in like the last few months, like I said, they really botched that one.
Yeah. But there's just so many people on there that are going to be leaving that they're going to miss that star power.
They need that fire.
And they're going to need something to bring excitement to it. And so I think Jade to NXT.
Okay, so what's their big pay-per-view? What is that, Dedrick? NXT
Halloween guy. Havoc?
No, that's Tuesday. That's next Tuesday.
What's that big? Whatever that big pay-per-view is, you probably think
stand,
they should
probably stand and deliver? But that's a long ways away. Like that just happened a couple months ago.
That's April.
I mean, yeah. I don't know how.
I think, be honest with you, Jade would give me that Mandy Rose.
It wasn't back in April, so that
So it's coming up. Technically, so
time is flying. I'm flying.
I feel like if Jay go on NXT, he'll give me like that Mandy Rose effect. Like, okay, I want to watch what's going
instantly,
on.
Instantly, exactly.
Like, that's literally going to put that, have me at least connected back with NXT.
But Raw could use her too.
I feel like it don't matter where she go. I feel it's going to.
I just hope it's not SmackDown, because SmackDown has enough.
SmackDown don't need it, because Bianca just came back.
Yeah, Bianca, you got Charlotte. You got Damage Control.
Yeah, you got.
You gotta go with NXT then, because I mean, I feel like either way, you put her on Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw is still gonna be like the same.
Nah,
I feel like it does have to be NXT, because Raw right now, the women's champion is like, she don't have a place right now, because of the Fatal 5-Way match. So it's like she just be.
Yeah, but like
she got to wait for that to end. Like wait for all that to end.
Other than Rhea, if you put her in that match, she's the next biggest star.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. They're not going, like, the match is already.
Right.
So
right.
That means she should wait a little bit. So, yeah, that's why she should go to NXT first. Let that sizzle out.
Though, the problem with that, though, is then you pretty much commit her for a full year to NXT. Yeah, I mean, pretty much if they're going to continue with the draft and stuff, like, she's obviously not getting moved up that quick.
Royal Rumble?
I don't know.
I don't. I'm hoping it's NXT.
I'm hoping it's NXT, because Raw, I think it's already set up pretty much that Rhea and Becky Lynch are going to be facing each other at WrestleMania. I think Becky's going to win the Rumble. They're already teasing it.
The heck, that means a SmackDown there. Well,
I hope Becky don't win the Royal Rumble.
I think she is. I will already, if I was able to bet on that, I would.
Has she already won it?
Ask the Royal Rumble guru over
there. Yeah, Kurt. Oh, wait. Is it just the men, you know?
Just the men.
Oh, man. See, this is what we're talking about. Becky about Lynch. The women.
Yeah, she won in 2019. Oscar won the first one, and then Becky won the second one.
I want to give it to her this time, though.
I would.
When it's an Elimination Chamber, then.
I mean, why couldn't you have the first two-time winner?
Mm-mm, too soon.
First two-time winner of the Rumble?
Too soon.
I'm surprised they wouldn't try to get it to Rhea.
Too soon. Too soon for a two-time winner.
Really? I mean, we're still trying to develop that match anyway.
Yeah, I think it's too soon for a two-time winner.
I feel like it'd be.
I like her winning it more than Liv Morgan.
I definitely agree with that.
100%.
And that's the next best favorite.
Wait, what?
Just because she's a favorite doesn't mean she's gonna win. But I don't. I don't know. I feel like Becky don't need to win that match to get a championship opportunity. I feel like she can win like an Elimination Chamber for number one contenders match for that or something. I don't feel like just Becky don't need that right now, because we already. I mean, I feel like she don't need it.
We'll keep watch. Just
the Royal Rumble winner should be a SmackDown superstar. Or whatever.
Go ahead and hit that WWE store again for that bet when Becky wins.
Yeah, we can definitely make a bet about that one. I don't feel like.
Tender subject, Kurt lost.
Yeah, I'm looking at Desert shirt right now.
Got that winning bet shirt on right now. You know what I'm saying? No, but I'm excited for Jade. You know, going to WWE, I'm very excited to see where that goes. I think NXT is the right move, but we'll see.
It kind of sucks for me because, like I just told you, I've been more of a fan of her. So now I'm waiting like, damn, I'm just getting to know you.
Yeah.
So it sucks.
But I am wearing the shirt, and y'all pointed it out. So I did want to ask y'all, because I feel like I'm too close, because she's my favorite women's wrestler, Rhea Ripley. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm too close to have an opinion on this, because I'm just going to be biased.
Yeah.
So I want an outsider opinion.
Okay.
On her title reign. 200 days. She's had a few matches for the belt. I know she's got the Fatal 5-Way match coming up. What have y'all thought about her 200-day reign?
I feel like it's okay. I feel that 200 days went by so fast. Mm-hmm. It's like she got a lot more time for something to happen. Like, I just feel like, because it's kind of making the Judgment Day storyline better with her just like, okay, I'm the champ, I'm the leader. Mm-hmm. I don't have no competition, so I'm worrying about y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's making it, good. I mean, it's better than, I say this, better than Roman, so I'm just putting that out there, but I feel like it's got a lot more excitement going forward.
I remember when Roman had 200 days, but
do you? I don't.
Remember that? Remember when Roman had 200?
I can wait till we talk about Roman.
Oh, my God. No, like Kurt said, I agree with him on the part. It's like, it's okay, but it's not, I'm not cool with it. I'm not gonna lie, because because when she won that belt, we was all excited for her. But then also this comes back to who you need to be calling up and whatnot. It's like, damn, this reign kind of boring because y'all ain't got no one else to fight for. It's like, damn, who we building up? Mm-hmm. Or even with the draft, did y'all kind of mess up on the part of where y'all play certain females? So, I mean, yeah, the reign is cool. I think I'm just so old school with certain things. Like, man, I'm trying to see you defend that title every month, every pay-per-view.
But you like Roman. But
every pay-per-view. Once I say Roman's literally at almost every pay-per-view. No, except recently, he just got hurt.
No, he's not.
Oh my God.
No, he's not at every, not even close to every pay-per-view. No. What's the last time we seen Roman?
He been hurt.
He ain't been hurt.
He been hurt.
He ain't been hurt.
All right, bet. All right, when you catch Kramer, like, you ain't hurt. Yeah, got y'all. Like
Roman caught a cramp for 2 months.
Hey, man.
You the home.
He's strong brother.
Chilling. He was chilling. He was chilling.
But yeah, but I like it just because, I mean, you do have people, not saying she's going to go to Raw, but you do have people like Jade. You do have NXT wrestlers who's going to get called up. So it's time for her. I mean, we still have more time for her.
They're either saving her for Liv Morgan to win the Rumble and then face her at WrestleMania, or they're saving her for Becky Lynch.
Okay, I told myself I'm going to stop cussing on here, so I'm not going to say what I really want.
Morgan not strong enough, not believable.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, yeah, I don't think she beat her.
I think people wouldn't even be paying attention to that.
But remember, that's who she eliminated last year in the final two.
Liv
injured, that'd be a great way for her to come back.
Might as well have Raquel win it then. Hell.
Nah, she done already had her chance.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
She gets another one.
I don't like these kind of random chances with Liv Morgan.
I feel like this fatal five-way match will make certain superstars stronger than what they are now. Raquel, Zoe, I think this is definitely going to help.
How do you feel about Nia Jax being inside that match then?
Like, I feel like they just needed some power. They just needed some power.
Not excited about her being back?
Not really. I mean,
people have some jokes.
I'm more excited.
People got some jokes.
I'm more excited to see more of Zoe and Raquel actually in these type of environments. Like, that's what I'm excited about. We already know what Rhea can do. Yeah. I don't care about Nia Jax.
It's going to seem like I got a problem with everybody's character right now, because even with Nia Jax, it's just like, y'all kind of just threw her back in the same position she was at. This is kind of boring to me. I think I need a new character, new attire or something, not you screaming at every female in the face and hate them.
They messed up Nia Jax by making her lose to... what's her name at WrestleMania? Alexa Bliss.
I watched that the other day too.
They messed that up.
Like, I really watched that match and I was just like,
Ever since then, it's like,
ain't she still on Raw technically? Yeah. Or is she on SmackDown?
She's on Raw, I think. Alexa Bliss.
On Raw.
Is she on Raw?
Well, that'd be nice. That'd be nice to have her come back too eventually.
I'd rather have Alexa Bliss than Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting an actual match. No, I'm not even start.
Dang, shots fired. Mm-mm. Yeah, but I think I agree with Kurt. I was just asking like to get an outsider opinion because I'm too close. I love Rhea. So I think her reign has been good, because I'm with Kurt on the sense that I'm just so dominant. I ain't got no competition. So until y'all give me some competition, I'm just going to lift my boys up, keep grabbing all these belts. That's what I'm going to do in the meantime. That's why the Judgment Day is winning right now. And that's why they on top. Because of mommy. Take that, Andrew. Speaking of title reigns, so there is someone that we do got to talk about when it comes to title reigns. Yes, Curtis left the building.
Yeah, literally. I wish he would stop glowing around me.
Because I told y'all.
Told us what?
Gunther is that dude. Y'all see it, Dedrick? I'm glad you see it.
I ain't say nothing yet.
I'm glad you see it.
I'm just going with the subject. I don't understand.
I'm just going with the subject. It was on the subject. I guess we got to talk about it.
Almost 500 days.
Man. The greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
Okay. You said it.
Every match is damn near a banger. He can compete with anybody. Big sizes, small sizes, it doesn't matter. He makes everybody in that ring looks good, look strong. That's all I got. I mean, that's Kurt really just gave us a Martin Luther King speech right there.
I was just going to keep letting him go. I mean.
No, so you want to go on this one or?
I'll let you go first.
Okay, so first. I definitely agree with Kurt. Definitely the best Intercontinental reign I've seen ever.
Okay, so I'm actually going to big him up on this one.
I've said every time I've watched a match from Gunther since WrestleMania, I haven't complained or anything. I'm like, oh, that was a good match. I have nothing bad to say about him. But it ain't a thousand days with the world championship. Oh, you know, that goodness. One, two, three.
It's better than that, man. Gunther on Raw every week defending that title.
Right. And every pay-per-view.
Main eventing Raw. Every week.
Except Crown Jewel.
Yeah. And everybody get Crown Jewel, you know?
This.
I mean, Gunther just, I mean, he can't do no wrong right now.
Yeah, so this is, the reason I brought this up, man, is because obviously Curtis is, the same reason I brought Rhea up, because Curtis is too close to Gunther. So he always, you know, comes on here talking his Gunther stuff.
Yeah.
The greatest of all time. Greatest in your continent. He's been saying that for the last 200 days.
Yeah, cool.
But we are at 500 days now. But it's not even about the days. Because I went back and I was just curious. I've watched literally every title match he's had in 2023. Mm. They all bangers. And they're with people like that I'm not even a big fan of. And he made the match like this match with Mustafa Ali. I have never liked Ali, ever. That match was good.
The match with him and Chad Gable was so good.
I like Chad Gable.
I'm okay with them fighting three times.
I am too.
Like, I'm okay. He fooled me with that Chad Gable fight because I thought Chad had that fight.
That's
I'm
how
like,
good it was. And we all like Chad Gable. We all think he's great.
Yeah.
I would be okay with they fight three times. Again. Like, yeah.
Chad got to win it. I'm sorry.
I don't know. And that's why I brought this up, because it's like, again, it's the discussion we had with Roman a long time ago. It's like, you've built him up so much. It's like the same discussion. So who do you have to officially, what story do you create to have someone beat Gunther?
I see another trade coming.
A trade?
Yeah. I would put LA Knight on Raw.
Ooh.
And have LA Knight beat Gunther. That's the only person I see. I mean, I don't.
Ooh.
That's the only person I see.
Ooh.
With his following, with the crowd, a babyface to beat Gunther.
So I think he's LA gonna, Knight. I think Logan Paul is going to take it from Mysterio on SmackDown. I think he's going to take the United States belt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think LA Knight is going to take it from Logan Paul.
That made perfect sense.
Ooh, at WrestleMania.
Yeah. That's what I think is going to happen.
See, I had more of a different scenario, and it wasn't even with, like, trades or anything. It was more,
Damn, that was good.
No, Kurt speechless. Yeah, I think
I damn near think he have to lose it, like, on some, like, someone gonna have to cheat. Yeah, like, say if it was...
But you can't, though, because Gunther is, he's the heel, so if he's gonna, if someone's gonna cheat, it's him.
It sucks to say this, but what if someone, like, Dominic beat him?
You can't have two heels against each other.
And then you got Giovanni and, not letting that.
Maybe
Judgment Day.
They've been letting Kaiser get some TV time. Maybe he get tired of being.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
That's why this is getting so tough. It's like they've built Gunther up so much.
Who could beat us?
That. And it's like, it's not like Roman storyline where like you got some storylines that make sense to make him lose. With Gunther, it's like, look, I can't come up with nothing.
You have to put him in another triple threat then.
The only thing I can literally come up with is like he does like an open challenge or something after the draft or something, or after people have been called up and Bron Breakker comes out. That's the only thing I can think of. He does an open challenge.
I didn't think about
Bron Breakker comes out and beats him for the belt.
I'd be okay with Bron Breakker. I'd be okay with Melo.
Melo can't.
I'd be okay, but I'd be okay with it.
I don't think I'd be okay with Melo.
I think I wouldn't be okay with Melo just because I'm always thinking about, okay, so now how is he going
to
lose
to me? Yeah, to me, it's got to be someone bigger or stronger. Mm-hmm. And Bron Breakker is obviously stronger.
I could actually agree with that Bron Breakker.
That's the only thing I could come up with. Because he's already beat everybody.
But just like you said, it's two heels.
I think when he goes to the main roster, I think he'll go back babyface.
Okay.
I like him better.
I do.
I do too, but...
I don't know. It's tough, man. It's definitely tough because I don't, like you said, they
I think the
build
audience
him up so
still,
strong.
I think the audience still loves him enough to where...
Does he have who?
Breakker. I think the audience still loves him enough to where it don't, like, you're still Rick Steiner's son. So like,
yeah, I think that's why, because you're Rick Steiner. Like,
I still would like him more of a heel. I'm not going to lie. Like, when he first won the belt in NXT and he was just a babyface, I was cool with it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it got played out for me real quick. And I was like, no, so I like him better with the fake beard.
Because if you're not watching NXT every week, you probably don't even know he's a heel. Like, I watch NXT every week, so I know he's a heel. But, like, the general audience, he could be called up tomorrow, and they still think he's babyface that had the belt.
Right.
Like they're not even going to, you know what I'm saying?
That's going to suck.
So, that's the only scenario I could come up with. But as of right now, I look at these past matches, bro, and it's not even, I don't even think, I think it's deeper than the best Intercontinental Championship reign. I think at some point, I mean... And think, he hasn't even cheated. Like, he ain't even really cheated. He's a heel, and he ain't cheated in the match for the title. He's just beat him.
Then also, do y'all feel like that put also value with his reign, a value to that championship?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, he wins and don't even cheat. Like, his Giovanni and Kaiser don't even really be involved in the matches.
They usually be
that's
backstage
actually surprising.
Anyway.
Where, on the other hand, you got Roman, who ain't won a match by himself.
We're on that topic.
So let's go there.
I just, oh man, y'all
let's
are cruel,
go,
man.
Let's
y'all
go there.
Cruel.
Drew?
Hey, how you navigated to that?
He's finally back. He decided to come out of his bunker.
Man.
Keeping
the company on your back for 1,000 days mean a lot, man.
Can I say something?
Oh God. All right.
It's your podcast too. It's my accent.
Did y'all notice how the crowd reacted when he came out without Sami Zayn, without the Usos?
Yep.
They was like, oh, Roman.
Dry as
they was like, oh, Roman.
Dry as can be. We might as well win out.
This title reign, if it wasn't for Sami Zayn and Usos, this title reign would be so boring.
And it still is boring.
Like, what can't, like, I don't know what to, like, I really don't know what else to say.
Yeah. Like, I mean, was it the time off? That just made it really, was it the time off, or did you feel this way before he disappeared?
Well, I kind of knew it was like, it wasn't going nowhere after everybody left. Cause now it's like, okay, what now? Like, what are you doing? Like, we are like, who you going to fight? Who? And then you trying to have it until WrestleMania. It's like, how can you, he should have just stayed gone until WrestleMania.
Right.
Cause it's like, now, okay,
he faces LA Knight.
He faces LA Knight crown jewel.
You know he's going to win again.
He's going to beat him. And then, what, fight John Cena? No, he's going to beat John Cena. I hope that's not going to happen.
Oh, man, I got to be serious now. But I agree with y'all. Well, I think this past week I was kind of mad at the announcement. I didn't even get to say that to y'all when I sent it to y'all about Roman versus LA Knight, because we've talked about LA Knight for months now. And the fact that y'all put it as a crown jewel match, I mean, yeah, I'm happy he getting an opportunity, but damn, like, this don't even look right. Like, it's a build up to it, but it's not.
Yeah. it's a way, he's still going to elevate from this, dog, because I mean, he's still getting a universal title match.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
finally
saying?
Finally, but.
Has a chance to dethrone the tribal chief. Like, he's still going to be elevated because you know he's going to lose by cheating. Solo's going to give him the thumb.
I don't even think it might be heck. Jay this time.
Jimmy?
Jimmy, my bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you know, it's going to be one of them randomly popping out.
Are we getting Jimmy versus Jay at Crown Jewel? I mean, it's only a couple weeks away.
I hope not.
They're probably still going to just build it up to WrestleMania. Probably.
I build it to WrestleMania. Crown Jewel is not big.
I mean, it's already approaching November.
Like, Crown Jewel is not big enough for Jimmy and Jay.
I agree.
That storyline. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see Jimmy and Jay fight at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sorry. See, I was about to disagree with you till you said that. Timing is everything.
I don't want to see that right now. Like, I don't want to see it. Like, it's 2 weeks.
Man,
I don't want to see Jimmy and Jay right now.
And I don't think they can give
it's
out
a, personal. It's so personal.
Do you think they're just waiting to announce another trade and Cody goes to SmackDown?
Nah. I can't see them trading. I
think they're just waiting.
LA Knight. LA Knight. That's why he's gonna be Gunther. You got me because you
Hey. Cool. I might have to agree with Kurt.
God damn it. I thought Cody was going to go because Jay went to Raw.
I thought so too. They tried to build it up like that.
Yeah, but.
And then finally Roman loses at WrestleMania? I don't know. Because Cody can't win the Rumble again.
Yeah, he ain't going to win the
Rumble.
Cody Rose going to win like Eliminated Chamber. Cody Rose have to win Eliminated Chamber.
No, he has to win. That's the match, right?
It's going to be a number one.
Because it's another accolade. It's like, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he won a Chamber match. Yeah. Number one contender. Yeah. Fight Roman. Beat Roman.
Yeah.
LA Knight versus Gunther at WrestleMania.
The one thing I will say from the Bloodline storyline that I've enjoyed is Jimmy J. I think they have executed that very well on bringing that back together.
I love Jimmy character. Again.
I like Jay's character.
That, huh?
I like Jay now.
Yeah, I like Jay too. I'm
still not buying into Jimmy yet.
Because Jimmy is that annoying heel that try to fit in. Like, he's that annoying, try to do everything he can to please Roman. That annoying big brother. And then
I like it, man, but just because
That's why I mentioned it, because a lot of people say they don't like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm still like, because I'm always curious about the storyline. Like, all right, what is WWE going to do next? Because now we got these dudes separated from each brand. Now it's like, okay, how are you going to bring this back? Because by the end of the day, I want to see everybody back together. I don't know if it's going to be at WrestleMania, maybe beforehand. I just want to see this group be with each other. So when this ends, it'd be like, yo, the whole story ends. It's not like.
And then when The Rock comes, like what?
Oh my God. Big Chief.
he showed up. So where would that put? I don't know.
It's going to be an interesting few months. I know that.
I'd rather have Cody versus Roman than The Rock versus Roman.
Hey, ever thought maybe we'll get that Rock beforehand? Pause. Maybe we get the Rock match before
at Royal Rumble. Rock versus Roman.
I don't even think we get the Rock anymore. I think that was just a one time thing.
He said he's going to be at WrestleMania. I don't know in what host. I don't know, but he said he's going to be at WrestleMania.
No, I'm be honest with you. I'm getting tired of being a host stuff or just I'm gonna have a 10-second match. No, I'm not. Listen, if Stone Cold can have that match with Kevin Owens, I feel like y'all can have this too, right? Because we all seen Stone Cold knees. Pause. Had to, sorry. Y'all got to edit that one out.
Oh, no. It was funny. I love it. That was funny.
But.
You put a pause in there. That was funny. That was a good one.
You said pause.
Hey, y'all, man. But no, that's really like I'm tired of seeing these little special guest appearances all pops up. Like we love to see, but are you about to wrestle? At least we see. I mean, I know you can't stand John Cena, but at least we seen him go out there and wrestle a couple times.
He attempts to wrestle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I didn't say it was great. But we getting what we want. Pause.
I was so happy when I thought he was going to retire last night.
Oh, and
I'm like, yes, finally.
Oh,
so y'all not excited about the storyline being back at all?
Or are you
just the Uso part because, or the whole Bloodline?
I'm just like with every story, I just need to know what this ending is going to be. That's why I'm still here. Plain and simple.
Yeah, really just the Jimmy and Jay. And in the back of my mind, okay, what's going on with Solo now? What's he doing?
Yeah, it seemed like they
like. What's he doing? Is he really just gonna just?
I'm sticking with it.
Try to bully everybody. Like what's?
I'm sticking with it. I think it ends with him. Sticking with it.
I don't know. It could be. It could. Now. That, like that a few months ago. A few months ago, I'm like, but now it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, anything. The reason I got to stick with it because I've had that opinion for so long. And it's like, I still think if I were writing the storylines, that's how I would do it, just because that instantly creates another star. Like, instantly. Like, even him just making Roman lose instantly makes Solo important and puts him up there. But just imagine him making him lose and then also beating him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I still think ending with Solo is better, but I think I'm with her. Like, I think it's going
to
be Cody.
What they do beforehand with Solo, it really, like, they don't give him too much to do. It's just like, all right, we need you to be an enforcer. And that's cool and all.
Yeah, they've kind of gotten away from Solo a little bit. Like, for a while, it started, you know, highlighting him a little bit more. Like, what is he thinking? Maybe they get back into that now that the storyline's back intact, now that Roman's back. Mm-hmm. Maybe we get a little bit more of, all right, what's Solo thinking? How's he reacting?
We need him to turn sooner or later, to be honest. Turn on the fam. But other than that, man, appreciate y'all listening and whatnot. Definitely follow us on Instagram. I don't even know what to call it now. Twitter or X. I've been going back and forth.
Everybody still says Twitter.
Okay, Twitter or X.
It's always going to be Twitter, whether he wants to call it X or not.
Oh, my God. So definitely make sure to follow us on all social medias. Also, we're about to start bringing back up the our YouTube. Will be a first episode on YouTube, so definitely tune into that. Thank you for our guests for coming. And then anything else, fellas?
Nah, I'm ready for Crown Jewel. I'm ready to see how things progress in some of these storylines. Obviously, a little bit of homework. We got to follow AEW a little bit, see where Edge, see what Edge is doing, how close we're getting to Edge versus Christian.
Ed, I got something to get off my chest, too. Y'all probably going to love it. I hate that I'm even going to say it. I need something to go on with the Street Profit. Montez pissing me off.
You think it's going too slow?
Yes.
I agree.
Last night, I remember I seen like a clip of them. I'm just like, bro, I don't feel like watching it right now. It's like nothing going on. Like, I'm getting tired of y'all fight the LWO right now. And for nothing. Like, ain't nobody fighting Ray for the belt or what? Like, what's going on? Bobby mad all the time? But I'm going to leave that alone, right? I'm going to wait till the next episode.
I think what they're doing is they're going slow until Trick and Mello go up. I think that's what's going to complete the Street Profits, whatever their name is going to be. Their name is going to be. I think they're just going into that.
All right.
We'll see, though.
All right. Well, this has been the Wrestle Holla podcast, and we'll get with y'all soon.